What's up, squad? Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, the spot to transform your mindset. We have a special guest today, a good friend of mine, Nico Ivanov. He's a partner of a full-service marketing agency. Good friend. We met, I was speaking at Zoe Church, I think in October, and we just connected, collaborated. And you know the phrasing, game recognized game, your vibe attracts your tribe, like attracts like. And that this dude has got something about him that I really like. I mean, the energy, the confidence, the just curiosity, and just the openness, like asking questions, wanting to get better. And he read my book, Quiet Mind. We kind of would text about it, talk about it. And then I opened up my small group coaching platform called Success Lab. And Nico was like the star pupil, man. I'm like, Nico, what's, or I would just ask, what does this mean? What's that? And he was like, boom, boom, boom. He just knew all this, but the energy and the just humbleness and the like servant's heart, like I just like connected. So I wanted to bring on someone who like believes in coaching, who believes in mindset training, who believes in you don't need to be sick to get better, and just talk about that. Nico, what's up, brother?
What's going on? Man, what an introduction, Colin. This is, man, I'm so humbled. This is a dream moment, really, you know, being connected with you. Being a part of the Success Lab, being here, reading your books, man, I hold you in the highest regard. I love your content. I love you. And just, man, excited to be here.
I love you too. And we talked about this pre-show, but Nico, tell the audience, everybody needs two things. What are they?
Everybody needs two things, man. That is a coach and a community, because you can't win or worry alone. You know what I'm saying? I think Colin Henderson said that.
No, but just tell me what got you into this. Like, why are you so motivated on, you are killing it. I mean, full service marketing agency. I mean, you got your partner, you guys are doing things in the music industry, which I love that you got a niche pretty well. But like, where did you see, man, I need to go beyond just knowing my craft?
Honestly, it's been a thing that I've been into since I was young. When I was an athlete in high school, you know, watching people like Ray Lewis, the motivation, you know, inspiring people to be better in every single way. And it just really started to snowball from there. And then going through college, graduating, getting into business, living in Los Angeles, trying to, you know, move and shake and get to where we're trying to go. It's all good to be working on your craft and working on your career or working on, you know, your athletics or whatever it is that you're into. But it all starts here. And if my mind's not right, then how can anything else be right? So, I mean, I've gone through a lot in my life, and that might be a different story for a different time, but I've just seen what it looks like to have a really crowded and clouded vision in mind, to not be focused on those things, to not be in a community, to not be open to coaching, to not be trying to get better. In that battle, in that 6 inches between your ears, man, it'll take you out. And it did hinder me for a really long time. So, you know, I just decided, I'm like, definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Well, the life that I'm living is not yielding the results that I'm after. And it starts here. So I had to change it up. And now we're here, you know?
Yeah, but what are common challenges that you were up against mentally? Like a lot of people do, you know, hungry, young, they want success. They want fulfillment, but their mindset, there's a block there. So what are the main things I think that you had to kind of deal with, or that most of us probably are too?
Yeah. I mean, comparison, number one, just putting a lot of pressure, chasing perfectionism, not allowing myself to fail, being afraid of failure, all of these things kind of just culminating together to become this cocktail of a mess in my mind. It's like, oh, I'm afraid to fail, but in order to get to where I'm trying to go, I got to take risks. So not overthinking it, stepping out, making that happen. Then when you are stepping out and you're like, man, I'm not where I want to be, and you're looking at social media, or you're looking at some of your peers, or you're looking at people that you look up to, especially in a city like LA, and especially in an industry like the entertainment world, you're looking around and you're like, well, they have this and they're doing that. Well, what's wrong with me? You know, and so that comparison, like the Bible says, is the thief of all joy. So those are the really big, you know, blocks that I faced. And like we talked about pre-show a little bit, is it's a daily thing. Gotta work on that and fight those thoughts every single day. There is no like, aha, I have arrived. I'm never really worried about comparing myself anymore. No, that's not true. I just am building the tools to make sure I know how to get through that, reset, reframe, and keep going.
Let's go. Well, I think it's good that you noticed that and you were proactive with it. We talk about mental conditioning as prehab, not waiting for a problem, but like actively these like daily reps. Let's just start with a quiet mind. Now I'm advocating not for my book, but for like doing something, whether it's a course or a podcast or thought leaders or coaching or therapy. Like all I'm saying is like, find something that works for you. And I did that process years ago, and I know I needed this daily. So let's talk about quiet mind. I know we would text and talk about the book. Like maybe what's the one or two concepts that like, man, this is helpful.
Yeah. I mean, one of the first ones for me that, you know, before I ever even met you was the HA method, you know, and we can break that down a little bit, but starting my day, getting into the mental gym and starting my day with gratitude, affirmation, and declaration to get me fired up. So the HA method, I have, I am, I will, and spending that, like when I read Quiet Mind, remember telling my wife, we wake up early for the gym every morning and she'd be like, why aren't you getting out of bed? And I'm like, I'm doing my HA method reps right now. And I would just sit there and say for as long as I could go, you know, which is roughly about a minute to a minute and a half of each one. So, man, I have my fingers and toes. I have breath in my lungs. I have a roof over my head. You know, I can feel the AC blowing. I've got air conditioning in my house. I've got food in the fridge. Okay, cool. I am, you know, going to the I ams, the affirmations. I am a winner. I am a champion. I am built for this. I'm going to win today. I am X, Y, Z, and just really making sure that I'm getting good things in, because otherwise, you know, it's like, man, something goes wrong. You're like, man, I'm a loser. I'm a failure. I'm never going to blah, 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 blah. We beat ourselves down. So I need to start, for me, it's in the morning. I need to start my morning with these declarations, and then I will, casting the vision. I will win today. I will accomplish X, Y, or Z in my business. I will be the best husband. I will make, you know, whatever, spiritually, financially, physically, the goals that I have. So that was a really big concept that I took away from Quiet Mind from the get-go and started practicing immediately and have been doing so for, I guess, I read the book, I think it was August last year or September, maybe about a month or two before I met you. And so when I was asked, they were like, oh, you know, we want you to host this weekend. I was like, all right, cool, whatever you need. And they were like, yeah, it's Colin Henderson. I was like, let's go, Jesus. Like, come on, my guy.
TBT, come on, let's go, TBT.
Exactly.
I'll speak of things. That's great. No, I'm grateful for that. Yeah, and the HA method is just, it's all backed by science too, about the power of gratitude, the power of language. And then when you visualize what happens to your cells, what happens to these neurons in your brain, like you're creating pathways, you're creating belief. It's like organizing your life, your thoughts, without actually doing it physically, but it kind of primes it. It sets the stage for your subconscious to recognize, to notice, to attract the things that we want. Most of us just live in the cycle of fear where we're replaying our mistakes. We're fearful of what could go wrong. And there's just negative energy and these negative pathways that we need to strengthen to break some bad habits. You know, it's like eating bad food. Let's eat some good food, you know.
1000%.
That's really good. And did you notice a difference just like with your spirit? I know aside from we both share our faith, but like, just did you notice a difference just doing that drill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just like so much so to the point where it's like once you build the habit of actually going to the gym and you're releasing endorphins, then you feel off if you're not getting your workouts in. I feel the difference of just a less sharp mind, less positive energy flowing out. I can notice a difference in the way that I speak to people. Even, you know, when challenges, because we face challenges every day, you know, so this is exactly why we do it. The way that I react to challenges or how proactive I am in going after the goals, dreams and aspirations that I have. I think the other concept though is staying present. I love that so much about Quiet Mind is staying present. And I think for me, the HA method allows me to really stay present as well, because you're saying, man, I have all these blessings. I am this right now. Yeah, you cast some vision with the I wills, but the first two, the I haves and the I ams, really allow me to stay present and ground me in the moment. And ever since I started doing that, I've just embraced life more, and I feel like I've gotten more out of life by staying more present and rooting myself and starting my day with the HA method.
If this is a video, T-Money, I have MOL on my phone, and I will do it like daily, but also look at what I've premeditated what I want to focus on as well, just to like make it even stronger. But so I'd keep that up, man. That's really cool. I like that you touched on being present. And most of us don't even know where our mind is. We're not even aware that it's reliving or pre-living and not full here, or we're carrying over what happened at work, at home, or carrying over that last phone call or Zoom that went bad to the next one, and we don't have a way to refocus and commit to the process. So I love that you said that. Hey, what's up, Master Your Mindset listeners? Colin here, your mindset coach. I'm so excited. You can order my new book, Quiet Mind and Quiet Mind for Kids, right now on Amazon. Get the tools and strategies and tactics that I haven't shared on this podcast. So you get a mental emotional toolkit to lower nerves and increase unshakable confidence to perform at your best. I got Quiet Mind, which is for teens and adults, and Quiet Mind for Kids, which is for the youngsters and parents. Our kids need tools today to be their best. So go to Amazon right now and get your copy. But let's shift gears and talk about Success Lab. What's up with the lab? Hey, we're mixing up greatness, man. We got beakers. We got like, what else do we have in chemistry? We're just like saucing it up, man. Like learning, you know, there's laws of gravity, laws of buoyancy, laws of success. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm a student of these laws. So I just want to teach, you know, courage, confidence, consistency, clarity. But maybe just touch on that 4 weeks.
4 weeks was a game changer. I remember getting out of the lab the very first night and walking in to the other room to see my wife, and I was so fired up. I was like, man, I'm about to run through a brick wall / tearing up, because I already know the benefits that this is going to have for me long term. I'm 29 years old. What does this look like when I'm 45 years old? The fact that I'm, you know, building this foundation now. And like you said, I mean, the courage, the confidence, the clarity, the consistency. I love the way that you break the class down and how we're able to really talk about things that, it's not just foo-foo. It's not just like, oh yeah, this is going to make you feel better. No, it's backed by science. These are facts. Success leaves clues. And the way that you break it down and showing the examples that you do with top performers, people that we all know of, viral videos, the way that we're able to ping pong off one another with the other people that are in the lab, the collaboration is so key. And being able to, like we talked about at the beginning, we got our coach in there, we got Sehan, and then we've got the community of the other people that are cooking up in the lab. So man, that 4 weeks was super transformational, and I've already shared so many of the concepts that I've learned with not only the people that work for our agency, but with some of my closest friends, people at church, my wife, of course. So man, I'm forever thankful and want to continue to jump into future labs and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. How about that? Cause you got Quiet Mind, the book that you read, which is in like 2D. The lab is 3D. It's like live in your face with other people. Right. So was there something that you pulled out of the lab that was impactful, or a story or a model or sharing something, or the like challenges every week via email, or the fact that you'd partner up with somebody every week, somebody new, and share your like learnings, right?
Yeah. I mean, with reading a book, the ideal is that you're able to take from it as much as you can and go and apply it, right? But I don't necessarily know how many people are reading a book and then answering really critical questions, or, you know, questions that, you know, need critical thinking to answer, you know, and journaling and sitting there by themselves and holding them to that level of accountability and creating questions from a book. If you're doing that, shout out to you. That is absolutely incredible. But for me, the big difference between reading the book and, you know, jumping into the lab was in that 3D, like you said, was, man, the homework, the week to week, and being able to take from class, really, you know, from the lab, and sitting down and saying, like, man, I'm going to get out of this what I put in. So Colin sent us a series of questions after every lab, and you have about a week to go through. And it's like, man, I'm going to commit to this, and I'm going to sit down and carve out the time to answer these questions as deeply as I possibly can. Because again, what I'm putting in is what I'm going to take out. And if I just kind of sandbag it, which can happen when you're reading a book, you could just be flipping through pages and then you're like, oh shoot, what was that last chapter really, really about? Maybe it requires a rereading. But when you're talking, writing, seeing, you're all of those different styles of learning are taking place at one time. So you're able to really commit it to memory and get it in your DNA and in such a deeper level of your thought process that the application becomes a lot easier to walk out and execute on, as opposed to reading a book. But doing both, that's the real way to win, because you just need to get that stuff in you, man.
That's true. How did it feel to like share with other people? How did it feel to like listen to other people's stories?
Encouraging, because I think the big thing that we all face is I'm the only person who thinks these thoughts about myself. You know, that's where the comparison, that's where the perfectionism, that's where the, you know, oh, well, look what they have. They must never think about the fact that they're, you know, potentially going to fail, or they're not good enough, or this or that. But when you're sitting in a group of people, in a room full of people that are facing similar challenges, even if, you know, their story's different, different career paths, different ages, different walks of life, different areas of the country even, but it just is so encouraging to be like, man, I'm not the only one who's going through this. If you're listening to this right now, you are definitely not the only one who's going through this style of thought. And that in and of itself is so encouraging and uplifting to say, like, all right, we got some killers on here. And how do I know they're killers? Because they're here. They want to get better. And that to me is so huge. If you want to get better, that's already a massive step. That's that self-awareness, because people who want to get better obviously know that they're not where they want to be. So it's like, man, I'm in this room full of killers right now. Everybody wants to improve. We've all come together as a community by way of this awesome coach in you. And man, just listening to the stories, seeing what people have walked through, that in and of itself was a game changer for me.
I love that. That's so good. And I love that you talked about, you know, doing the work. You get out what you put in. Just like I could put together the most amazing food plan or the most amazing workout plan for you, or you play football, the most amazing, here's the route tree, here are the drills for your explosion, your footwork, how to catch the ball. But if you don't do the work, it doesn't matter. So the fact that you recognize, you know, I sent out homework, and now was everybody 100% with sending it in to me? No. But you were. I mean, there's a good percent, but like there's some people that just, you know, they would text, or this came up, that came up, or, you know, so it's like, you're not going to get out of the full benefit unless you actually carve out time like you would to go to Orange Theory or to go watch a movie for 2 hours. Like you carve out the hour to like reflect, watch the video, read the summary, look at the prompts, like self-reflect, get clarity, write it, tell someone with your let's go buddy for the week. Create a Zoom meeting with them and share it, and then come back and we talk about, okay, what's the application for us? So I want to know what is next for you, man, now that you got some of these tools.
What's next? I mean, keep pressing in, keep getting better, keep learning more, build these things as strong as I possibly can. I think of that inner size, like we talked about, like we do exercise. I've been working out. I mean, I'm 29, like I said. I've been in the gym, high school football started, where you actually really start lifting when you're 14, 15 years old. So I know that my body is built up to this muscle memory and these things. Well, I haven't been in the mind gym that long. So that's really a big thing for me, is this is a forever journey and building up massive strength in my mind. And then in terms of business and dreams and goals and aspirations, I mean, we talk about this privately, and I'm so thankful for it. Man, the mission for me is to get out there and help people in a very similar way that you are, is to help people recognize that they can unlock and transform to a higher, better expression of themselves. And I'm going to do everything and anything that I can to do that. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're in talks with a handful of different Albuquerque public schools, high schools. Want to get in there and start sharing with the kids. Doing some guest lectures at my old university, University of New Mexico, and building the business, of course, and trying to get all of these things into anyone that we work with or that works for us to just level up, man. Because at the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is wash feet. I'm just here to serve in all aspects of my life. And so a better, like what we talked about, a better me is going to lead to a better we. And so the reason why I'm working so much on myself and my mentality and getting in that mind gym is so I can bring the best me to any situation that I'm in, my marriage, my spiritual community at the church, in my business and my friendships. And then just trying to share it with as many people as I possibly can. So that's really what's next, man.
Wow. Just end with maybe two Bible verses. And that's what drew us together. And I don't talk about it a ton, but like my faith has grown a lot this past year. It's always been there. But like, I mean, as much as we want to go to the mind gym, I just believe there's a higher power that mm-hmm. if you try to do it by yourself, man, it's going to be pretty tough. So just having that faith background. But I do have a tat on my arm. It's Romans 12:2 that says, don't conform to the patterns of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And but I think the biggest hurdle that we all deal with, you deal with, I deal with, everyone does, is just fear, like fear. There's a lot of scriptures in the Bible about fear, but let me just read one of them. It says, people who are trapped by their fear of others, those who trust the Lord are secure. In God, that's Proverbs 29:25. And then just one more with Psalms. In God, I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? At Psalms 56:4. So it's like, it's just people. Yeah. Why would a human dictate my worth?
1,000%.
You
know,
if you have that security of faith, of just who you are, and self-love, self-compassion, and taking that. I love how you said a better me makes a better we. But Nico, man, we love you. We love you, listeners. Thank you for jumping on. Yeah, let's go. You got it.
I got the wrong
29. 8:28. What is that one?
That's all things work together for the good of those who believe in him and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good. Again, with that fear, no matter what, the failure, it all turns into the good.
Tanner, are you going to get tatted and get a verse on your arm? What's the deal?
I might have to now.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Nico, I know we got to run, but let us know where we can find you, man.
Yeah, my name is Nico Ivanov. My middle name is G, so just Nico G Ivanov. I think you might see my name popping up there, but Nico G Ivanov on all socials. And then the company's Knox, NOX, straightforward. So find us, Knox Media. And
Colin, I love it.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too. And you're going to help us end this show and the show every single time with this truth. Ready, Nico, Team Money? The body has limits,
but the mind
is limitless.
All right, brother. Thanks. Go. Peace.
All right, y'all.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.